out of the sun time. Have you at all referred to the Superman?
No, here of course you can take it as supramental also, but it's not intended here. You can interpret in that way, but here there is a clear distinction among so many kinds of lights.
One of the sun is also light, and the next one is also
light. There are many lights, not only sunlight. There are many lights. Among them, most maximum light, the source of light is the sun. Aditya is not exactly the sun. There are other gods who are called Aditya, means they are originators. Aditya, Aditi, Aditya, those which are the beginners.
When you talk about the perfection, why is there a variance in the striving for perfection?
Is
it also the will of God? Or?
The striving towards perfection is impelled by Paraprakriti. Each one of us has within himself or herself Paraprakriti. It's not manifest. But every one of us is basically a child of Paraprakriti. It is because ignorance has entered into the field, therefore all our movements have become imperfect. Ignorance creates three important conditions in us. First, it creates the sense of ego. Therefore, wherever there is egoism, real perfection cannot manifest. The sovereignty and unity cannot manifest wherever there is ego. So that kind of perfection will not manifest. You may see behind egoistic people, that movement which is tending towards perfection. But as long as ego remains, that perfection will not be arrived at. Napoleon is egoist, for example. Behind his egoistic personality, a vehemence of power is manifesting. Therefore we call him Vibhuti. But as long as egoism remains, he cannot become perfect. Secondly, there is what you may call inner conflict, which arises out of ignorance. All of us are subject to inner conflicts. One part of the being wants one thing to be done, another part of the being wants something else to be done. And then there is a conflict. My body wants to become healthy, but my other part becomes to be a glutton. As a result, I cannot become healthy. The two are conflicting with each other. To be or not to be, that is another conflict which constantly comes because of this ignorance. And third is the mixture of three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. All of us are inflicted, as it were, besieged by these three cores. All our activities are subject to weakness, inertia, laziness, sloth, complete tendency towards sleep, rest. Or there is vehemence, passion, to win the world by struggle, not automatic. As it happens with Paraprakriti, there is sovereignty. But here there is a tremendous vehemence, a struggle to fight with others to conquer whatever is supposed to be outside you. Sattva, which is luminous, which is harmonious, but highly limited with a clear mind and definite will. Even then, there are limitations. Your mind cannot go beyond a certain perception. As Sri Aurobindo says, mind cannot go beyond addition, subtraction, division, multiplication. You take highest mind possible, it cannot go beyond these four operations. It can do many operations, but of all these four kinds. A very highly developed mind can calculate very rapidly, can divide rapidly, can multiply rapidly, but cannot go beyond this. So even the defined mind has its limitations. So mark of apara prakriti is the presence of egoism, inner conflict, and subjection to these three gunas. Now your question was, whatever we are doing, our striving towards perfection, how is it impelled? From where the impulsion comes? The impulsion comes basically from para prakriti, which is already present, not to be created. But because it is clouded by this ignorance, it moves slowly. There is impulsion coming from there, but it is taken charge of by egoism, by conflict, and by these three gunas. Therefore, that movement towards perfection is hampered by these limitations, and gradually perfection manifests after a long effort, arduous effort, perseverant effort. Vedanam Samavedasmi. Among the Vedas, I am Samaveda. As it is said, there are three Vedas, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda. Rigveda is the word of knowledge. Yajurveda is a word of action. Samaveda is a word of harmony. Because harmony is fundamentally a part of para-prakriti, unity is a part of para-prakriti, therefore among the Vedas, he says, I am Samaveda. Devanam asmi vasavaha. Among the gods, there are many gods. I am Vasu. All the Vasavas, there are eight Vasus according to Vedic knowledge. The Pancha Mahabhutas, and then moon, sun and star. These are supposed to be Vasus. The Vasu is a very important concept of the Vedic knowledge. That which can be consumed. By consumption of which you are sustained. If you look at the physical world, you will find it is the food that you consume. And food is nothing but a result of the five Pancha Mahabhutas. Earth, water, fire, air and ether. Vasu is fundamentally what we call the real substance. Real substance is the essence. It is only essence that can be consumed.